This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has scripted history in West Bengal by securing an overwhelming mandate in the 294-member state assembly. Ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term in Assam. In Kerala, United Democratic Front has swept the polls with 95 seats, signalling a decisive return to power. Puducherry is expected to witness the return of a National Democratic Alliance or NDA government led by N. Rangasamy's All India NR Congress AINRC. In West Bengal, BJP candidate Shubhendu Adhikari defeated West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee in the Bhavanipur Assembly constituency by more than 15,000 votes. BJP has crossed the majority mark of 148 in the 294-member house, ending the 15-year rule of Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress (TMC) in the first election after the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral roll. With this win, the state will be witnessing its first BJP government since independence. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 213 constituencies so far. BJP has bagged 154 seats, while Trinamool Congress has won 54 seats. Congress and Regional Aam Janata Unnayan Party (AJUP) secured 2 seats each, and CPM clinched 1 seat. In Assam, out of the results declared for 101 constituencies, BJP has bagged 73 seats, while its allies Aham Gana Parikhar (AGP) has won 6 seats, and Bodoland People's Front (BPF) has secured 8 seats. On the other hand, Congress has gained 10 seats. All India United Democratic Front clinched 2 seats, while Rajur Dal and TMC have secured 1 seat each. BJP leader and incumbent Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma has won from Jalukbari constituency, defeating Congress rival Vidisha Niyog. Party leader Hitendranath Goswami defeated Assam Congress President Gaurav Gogoi in Jorhat seat. In Kerala, Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win. While the Congress won 63 seats, its ally IUML added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance is set to form the next government, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Actor-turned-politician Vijay-led Tamarag Vethirakaragam (TVK) is all set to create history in Tamil Nadu Assembly election by emerging as the single largest party. TVK has won 96 seats and is leading in 11 seats out of 234 constituencies across the state. In an intense three-cornered battle in the state, 205 results have been declared, while trends are available from other 29 seats. According to the Election Commission, ruling DMK led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has won 50 seats and is leading in 10 seats, while its rival All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam (AIADMK) has won 42 seats and is leading in 5 seats. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is a historic and unprecedented day and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said that today heralds a new dawn for the nation and people have placed their trust in India's great democracy, politics of performance, and trust in the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
Jai Parajay, Loktantra aur Chunavi Rajniti ka ek swabhavik hissa hota hai. Lekin 5 pradeshon ki janta ne pure vishwa ko dikhaya hai ye hamara Bharat mother of democracy kyon hai. Loktantra, democracy hamare liye sirf ek tantra nahi hai. ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है और आज सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है, आज भारत का संविधान भी जीता है.
Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the historic victory for the BJP in Bengal is the result of the sacrifices, struggles and martyrdom of the party's countless workers. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has thanked the people of Kerala for a truly decisive mandate in the assembly polls. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi congratulated every UDF leader and worker for a hard-fought and well-run campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.